So you're saying, Mwafi, you do not believe, you think this is fake news?
No, I don't think it's fake news. I just think scientifically, the science does not agree with it. Yes?
So then it's fake. You're saying, unapitia through the corner.
But it come to your story, because that's the other debate, ile inakuaga. Like, yeah. If Evolve has already forgiven Babu, why not
the rest of Kenyans? Yeah.
Yes. So, you, what's your reasoning? Why can't...
Ekonene.
Episode 572. Tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Na yeah, leo tukona one of the top comedians from the 254. Tukona Maina Muromba. Maina ni aje jo?
Ni aje, man.
Ama tunafaa kuita Muromba, because nani? I think Munene ya kikujaga area tunamitanga Maina. Maina. Sindo?
Ame take over my name, Maina. So nimeacha na Muromba sasa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alafu natiki ni nose ime block, like what has it been happening? Ni baridi?
Ni flu ama?
Acha niambie ukweli, leo nilikuwa na a small incident.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, I was going to Arubis to buy some things, some supplies.
Rubis, eh?
Rubis. Alafu the glass door ilikuwa so clear sikuiona. So nili go head first and nikachapa uso. So I was just nose bleeding. I spent my whole morning just nose bleeding. So na try recovery mode sasa.
Oh, so uko wasapi unatoka area gani?
Mimi?
Nyeri.
Mimi ni msio Kandara, Murang'a.
Yeah.
Murang'a boys.
Yeah. Najua, excuse me, najua mnaita you're calling your wife's glass doors.
It's in married to Ruby.
In your real story. Yeah.
Oh, ni Ruby. Eh?
Yeah, married to Ruby.
Married to the game.
Ruby so alisema, like, yeah, did
I know? Leo ni Ruby. So.
Oh, okay, for real. Okay. So Nikacha could do a little bit of first aid. Okay. So, yeah. So.
He's a. Yeah. So, yeah, nataka tumonga jua a few things that have been happening, but... one of the things that happened really happened on when? Like on Wednesday. And I took a reaction.
Yeah.
You were accused of sipendi Murima.
Again.
Yeah. So this is the second time. Impakele niko like, maybe these people are true. maybe they are right. Eh? Okay. So story likuwa ni kuna udema na itwa Trufena. Ni Trufena Modoni.
Yeah.
So Ali break a certain record, 72 hours, hugging a tree. Yes. So kuna boy yaka equation on Twitter. So the boy questioned it on Twitter, specifically alibonga jo kukojoa.
Yeah.
That always go for that amount of time bila kukojoa.
Sindio? Yeah.
So I decided to do like a reaction video on that, try and see the merits and demerits around. Yeah. Is it actually possible to do this? Sindio?
Yeah.
And in the process, watu kakasirika na mimi. So let's start with the basics. Your record, kwako, like the first time you heard about it, what was your reaction?
First of all, let me say, Mwaf, mbona upendi wa Kikuyu? Mbona unapigana na watu wa...
Yeah, na watu wa Mlima.
Okay,
I think tu ni kuna msichana alivuja.
Trauma, healing. Yeah, maze.
I'm healing. Trufena reminds me of her. Yeah.
No, for me, actually, 72 hours, I didn't think about it much, actually, maybe until I saw your video, siku wanajua the science. Me, in my head, I was like, maybe kukula ndo niya, lazima kuna space ya kudishi. So, 72 hours, si 72 hours ya ukweli, ni 72 hours na ka lunch break, ka vape kiasi moja mbili.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That's how it's supposed to be for world official records, you know?
Yes, according to Guinness, you have to take breaks.
Okay.
But according to Yeye, I don't know kan Yeye ama the Kenyan media, they only say that she took no breaks and she didn't even take a bathroom break. And that's where the problem comes in. Because scientifically, science, I agree na yo. Now, wa Kenya tunakuwa na very interesting relationship with science. We accept it when it tells us what we want to hear.
What you want to hear.
Yes.
But so what not does the when science it's say, being itself.
Yes. So, ila time science equal like Z with this, because science ilikuwa inapatiana some grim picture. So, Mr. Mutu wa Mulima.
Scientist.
Resident Mutu wa Mulima.
What does the science say?
Nini, of when I first saw the nini, I would say also kama munene. I didn't put too much thought into it.
Yes.
But
Murumba, sinicha munene.
Sir,
So. Yeah, two Maina. The other Maina is not around. Eh?
Okay, so, So, Rumba, thanks for the correction. Nini, I saw the challenge first.
Yes.
So, me, I'm a huge fan of, you know, preserving environment and stuff, yes, even littering and stuff. So,
I think kupanda mazingira day, you know, your favorite holiday. Yeah,
kupanda miti. So, really overcrowd, maybe my, you know, investigation. Yeah. Now, okay, so I'll go with it. But the first time, Liskia, okay, Niliona, the hours she put into it and whatever she was doing, I was there like, did you wear adult diapers? So, it was the first thought, but I just kept nikaendelea too. So then I heard she's going to, you know, do more hours.
Yes.
Zifike 72.
Mm-hmm.
I was there like, okay. But dishi and stuff like that is good mefikiria. But now, ukiangalia biologically, kuna vitu ni impossible.
Mm.
Lazima you have these breaks. Even if unajiendea.
Yeah.
Unajua sasa itambui kama uko na break. Ama umejiendea. Yeah. Hey, niaje, wacha nichukue hii call.
Yeah.
You just have to receive it. Yeah. So, mimi nilikuwa nimehofia watu wenye walikuwa hapo around. Because it's either, I didn't know about the Guinness Book of Record.
Yeah.
That is entitled for those breaks, those human breaks, the call of nature. But mimi ukiniuliza, if she went for 72 hours, nah, without peeing, without,
you don't think so?
Without cheating, yes. Kuna mademu sema, unajua sasa, I can't wait kufika nyumbani.
Yeah.
Sija shonde hii weekend. I was at my boyfriend's. Hizi kwa taku. Cho. They do that. But peeing
is hard to hold for 3 days. Peeing is,
it's hard. Because even if you're not taking water, there's that liquid waste, your toxin and stuff like that. Yes.
Me, I just excretion. Can't trust mtu anaitwa Trufena. I've never met a Trufena that I can believe. So I don't believe this story only on the basis. Oh, I don't know about the science.
Yes.
Like in truth, Fena.
And truth.
So why do you self-hate?
I don't self-hate. Imagine truth, Fena. Nickname is truth, Fena. True.
Yeah. Si Fena.
I'm a Fena.
Only Fena.
Truthy.
Nah. Okay. Can be Fena, can be true.
Can be true, can be Fena.
That's my only basis. But when you may say, maybe if the Guinness World Record, because I remember there's another record that I witnessed live. Ilikuwa at Gecko. So some guy was trying to break the record, the longest, he's trying to do 24 hours akichapa the trumpet. But so alianza, the thing about Gecko also, it's not a 24 hour club.
Yes.
So Ali also ran into some police things. So I think he started like at 8. Amechapa like a couple of hours, kukuwa na an issue. He had to start again. So he started again like amefanya 2 hours, akaanza tena at 10. Amechapa tena for a few hours, alafu sa cops wakakam. So ikakuwa lazima amesimamishwa tena. So you had to start 3 times.
Number, you can't blow your own home.
Alafu, was he taking breaks?
I think he was allowed like maybe 2 breaks for the peeing and the maji maybe.
Unza check yoni, because yesterday I checked that thing. How many breaks are allowed when trying to break a 24-hour nini record, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So I think because hakuna mtu ana doubt nani alifanya hiyo nini.
Yeah.
The only thing is I don't know why and I feel kusema that haku take bathroom breaks because the human body
or they went out of the way to say that.
I think I remember seeing that on Spice. I
assume that they didn't.
Niliona kwa Spice FM.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's Spice that walibaki wame misreport.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that I do. And yes. And so me, kila kitu, I always try to argue things from a scientific point of view. So let me see what the science says. So tukienda kwa the science, kuna ile kwa Quora.com, kakwa ni how long can a person survive without going to the loo? Sindio?
Let's go.
Kakwa ni going to the loo covers urination and defecation. Survival limits differ for each. Below are concise evidence-based bounds, common complications and practical signs. Then kakwa urination, typical bladder, 400 to 600 ml. Sindio? Comfortable holding, several hours, 3 to 8 hours, depending on fluid intake, age, and medication. Acute limits, most adults can physiologically withhold urine for 6 to 12 hours in many situations. Some may hold longer, but with rising discomfort and risk.
Yeah.
Complications of prolonged retention, severe pain, bladder over distension, urinary tract infection, acute urinary retention requiring catheterization.
Ish.
Alafu hydronephrosis, yeah, if chronic. So you can delay. Alafu, of course, defecation, normal, the knee.
But I'll stop you there, Kwa, yes. The discomfort. Do you think that it's possible to do it, but with discomfort?
Yes.
Like, say, alikuwa happy doing it. Alishikilia.
For, kama utaanza kufeel discomfort at 12 hours, you're going to hold on for another, how many hours? 60 hours. 60. Because we're forgetting 24 hours is, only 3 days is 24 times 3. That's 72 hours.
Meta, I thought maybe the sleep pia ni a bigger challenge than the maji. Osheka, can you stay awake for 3 days?
No, I can't. I'll always, have I stayed, the longest I think I've stayed awake was around close to 36 hours.
36?
It was hell.
Was like a New Year's thing, I'm ulikuwa funny.
But you 36 hours, not like this. Kuna ile...
You actually did like it.
A 2-minute thing and then come back to reality.
Mm. Yes. Maybe on Jabba, check it. Let's assume alikuwa amechapa kajaba jusivi. So ako kusingizi sio issue. Alafu hukunywa maji. So hata kama ni pee, see like your bladder iko like full. Like ni...
Because I think that's another thing ile kila mtu wana assume. Okay. The only reason so pee ni because tumekunywa maji. But the body... is always secreting something. There's always, so you are, if you had to look at the human body, come and die, see, die, we're gonna, a lot of energy still lost doing something. The same way in Assisi, we are not that efficient.
Yeah.
That's why suto ashonde. And you otherwise we'd be using every nutrient kwa food. You understand? Like you'll eat kuna such a big waste. Meal.
Yeah.
And the so-called nutrient content is so small that if it was, to be put in a whatever, you know, like it kidogo to pills.
Yeah.
I think even that's what people are going to do in the future. I think to lose weight was not a working like, oh, I need protein. Like two tablets. Flat stomach flani ka ajab. So with that in mind, because we waste a lot of energy. The same thing with the food that we eat, we don't use it efficiently. So what happens in a samakanaga? If you're starving ourselves, the first thing to turn to attack ni fat. But even as we burn this fat, there has to be waste. It's not 100%.
Where's it go?
Yes.
I assumed, okay, that's new information. I always thought that even if you're not peeing, you can sweat. Because when there's a lala uamkakaume, remove that wastewater.
Yes.
I didn't know you had to pee. Had to
the
pee.
Main tool you could lose water ni iyo tu. Ni same nyeti. Nyeti tu. Yeah. So,
kuna
pata yo nini?
Yeah. Na ipatiani clearly.
I'd gotten it. I don't know why kwani imenipotelea. But all compatiani you like there's you allowed breaks.
So then yeah. Maybe then she has two records, basi, the record for hugging trees na record ya ku hold in happy.
And I don't think sasa one is allow you cuz you ina put your health at risk.
Yeah.
Cuz like ivo tukiangalia hizo dangers of. Let's just even start with dangers
what
of
are
standing.
The dangers maze?
Standing for 24 hours, eh?
Because in a sema hapa AI version, to break a Guinness World Record, you must apply online. Get official guidelines, practice rigorously and meticulously document your attempt with continuous video, independent witnesses like, you know, doctors for feeds and timekeepers, a specific rules for breaks.
Yeah.
So pia kuna
break, I like breaks. The continuous video part because to be honest the only way unaza really prove this ni kama hakuna editing.
Wanasema even and evidence uninterrupted footage official statements also are crucial and very
so was she on TikTok 20 unajua tunaweza kwa tabonga hivi na alikuwa TikTok 72 hours
no mimi nasema two guidelines
but
so maybe she was on TikTok going for was she going for like a world record ama
yeah, she was
just
for world record. Yeah,
going for world record
yes.
Do they come and watch like our two again is somehow like ni wanataka watumia the video na the independent checkers are they there to see
this they just need nini continuous video na you know like people witnesses of course
yeah.
So for them to actually ratify it. Na kama if there's something involving unasema kuna pia doctors wanafaa kuwa maybe kwa for various attempts unajoinaweza kuwa ati nini you want to feast a whole nini of ugali
yeah.
Or whatever
so say Mwafi, you do not believe, you think this is fake news?
No, I don't think it's fake news. I just think that nini, I just think that it is scientifically, the science does not agree with it. Yes,
so then it's fake. You're saying unapitia through the corners. Do you think it's
the science? I agree nayo, but yeah. The humans have been able to do this amazing stuff. Yes, the only thing ile nashindwa ni the recovery, because alimaliza kama leo, then by the next day alikuwa na meet the president ama ilikuwa like
a few days later she was at a hospital for a facility
for after the
first one.
Yeah,
she went to a facility. Yeah. And niliona, you know, these content creators pia walikuwa hapo, pia kulikuwa na endorsements. Of course they were ready to chip in, but she was after the first one was 48 ama 24,
48
hours. Yes, so yeah. afterwards immediately she got checked in, because I saw photos of her in a bed.
But who is endorsing? I'm trying to look, who are these endorsers?
Kulikuwa na betting company ilikuwa.
Yeah.
And you jump
in. Energizer.
Maybe they were betting on her.
So it's an interesting nini. Yeah. Kuzata ukiuliza, what's it called? Google, if it's possible to stand for 72 hours, she's the only person that comes up. That means it's never been good. Done. It's never been done before. Achiki.
Yeah.
So, and that's the reason why I
doubt have a problem
with it. Because it can't be that only one human has done it. It has to be something that has been done by other people. There need to be like more examples of people who've done. But this is nothing to take away anything from her. But she's breaking new ground. The only thing would be,
course,
I don't know.
The course was noble, even for, you know, actioning for, you know, tree preservation of environment, nah, maybe meaty. But I
was she also planting trees or just hugging?
Because the Guinness nini is entitles you for breaks, eh?
Yeah.
I hope the nini, the continuous video, just actually captures her.
Yeah. I need to see breaks. That.
Because they are normal. Because they are normal, you know.
It me, if she takes, wasn't called
takes
Sufena,
nothing away from her.
Ningekuwa ni mingi ya box sana. Mainly, walinipoteza kitambo sana. But I need to see that continuous video.
You got a bad fella. She dake ni true.
True fella reminds me of Izo jina kama abscondita. Yeah.
Kuna raya fulani hapa. Yeah. Oh, ni mtu wa Kenya.
Yeah.
And I hope you see. Ni mtu wa the lake. So I think itachukuliwa tribally. But kuna hira yalikuwa imeandika. This is what you need to know. Number one, standing still for 72 hours. Most people begin to lose postural stability within hours, yes? After 24 hours, muscle fatigues severely, blood circulation drops, and the risk of fainting from blood pooling in the legs becomes very high. By 48 to 72 hours, collapse is almost guaranteed. Number two, no sleep for 72 hours. Staying for 72 hours causes severe cognitive impairment. Micro sleeps, your brain switches off for a few seconds. Then kutakuwa na hallucinations, then kutakuwa na loss of motor control. This makes standing still impossible and extremely dangerous. Then ikiendelea, no food or water for 72 hours. Ikakuwa ni, no water for 72 hours is life-threatening. Dehydration causes dizziness, low blood pressure, kidney strain, and eventual organ failure. Alafu ikakuwa no food is less immediately dangerous. But combined with no water and standing, it becomes impossible.
Yeah.
Then no toilet for 72 hours. The bladder and bowel cannot be voluntarily controlled for that long. Even if someone tried, dehydration would reduce urine output, but the body would not maintain perfect control. Final verdict. A human would collapse, faint, become severely dehydrated, or suffer medical emergency long before reaching 72 hours. Alafika kuwa, so biologically it cannot happen, not safely, not naturally, and not even with training. Finally, congratulations to her for being the only human being on earth capable of this impossibility. So anyone who says this looks like a hater, but this is a challenge I give to anyone who's ever endo kimbie kidogo, then look at the amount of kusasa kuna kuna hiyo lactic acid build up.
Yeah.
Lactic acid is your biggest enemy. Hiyo kitu choma, and if always goes for this area ya knee, you are not surviving. So I don't know how she did it. I don't know if they had breaks. If it had breaks, cuz Guinness tayari washasema it's okay. Yeah.
Okay, if you break. Give her the breaks, yes. We back to possible. Ukimpatia
yes.
Breaks.
Yes, kama na take breaks and a stretch na nakunywa something, you have to take something.
And of
so you have
to go for the bathroom. To metua the peeing because I'm enda kupi in the break.
Yes. Yes. So if you are peeing during the break, you're taking some juices, cuz energy does not come from outer space.
Yeah.
You have to, yes, you have to be able to have something that's generating energy.
Yeah.
Alafu, don't forget, I think kukunanyesha huko.
Really?
Yes, kukunanyesha. So now with this, because vile nakwambia, like I had to, so I asked a doctor, who doctor akasema, 72 hours is quite long, you'd have to at least urinate. Yeah. Alafu kaendelea. She must have had fluid intake and would definitely need to urinate. Long call can, yeah, you can hold it longer. Standing, you're likely to have a buildup of lactic acid causing muscle cramps and yeah. Pain. Physiologically not possible to not urinate for 72 hours considering fluid intake. Sindio?
Mm-hmm.
So akasema, I guess it's a discussion on mental resilience. Then akamalizia na cold weather reduces your perspiration, yeah. Stroke sweating. Like it reduce, pina reduce the release of anti-diuretic hormone, which makes you urinate to remove excess water, urea, creatine, and,
and electrolytes, which are produced. Podcast,
so because of cold weather, tend to pee a lot.
Because you're not
sweating. Yeah, because
of... Yes.
Because you're so producing heat, you're excreting more.
You're excreting less because you're not sweating.
No, but similarly, uh-huh. When I need to produce like warmth for you to survive.
Okay, I won't pretend to be a scientist. What I'm saying
that's
is,
what I'm. But more juu nini?
Yes.
When you just kiss to kusema nini? Watu wa mlima tumesimama kidete.
Yeah, hapo ndio kusema kidete.
Ama aluta, unajua kuna hapo ndio
tumesimama kidete. Tumesimama kidete.
But it's nini. What I hate, what I've hated about this whole thing is the fact that I told you the comments stand tribal. I think maybe I'll check some of the comments. But it also shows you the sort of society to may come from. Yeah. Where questioning is always looked at. Equated either you are hating... I mean, if you're not hating, you are whatever. Because interesting thing is, I question religion. Like, I question the thing that most people hold most intimate. I look at people in the eye and I tell them, Jesus is not real. And when I tell them that, somehow they take that better than when I question. Because I mean, I was not questioning. I actually gave both sides. I even used ChatGPT. ChatGPT kasema it's true. Hey, Gemini, I'll say Z. Haiwezekani. Na cheki.
Can't trust this,
both. But now when it came to stories of food and no water, both ChatGPT and Gemini were like, hell no.
Mm.
Unapata se kwa comments wako like, bado natumia hizo vitu kwa nini. Don't forget, Google Gemini is based on Google. Google is the best library in the world.
Yeah.
I can do things like editing whatever videos. I never went to any university. I went to
Google.com.
Yeah.
So, but you're right about that questioning thing, because I remember me, it's taking me back to COVID time when they told us, okay, e-vaccine dio kidole.
Yes.
A lot of people were kind of forced to believe just because the scientific establishment wamesema indio dawa. Yes. And afu guys who were anti-vax ama walikuwa na question, they were being hated on. Ama walikuwa na kwa this, like, umtu I believe in science. But that's the real approach. Unafaa ku question those things.
Yes.
So did you get the shots?
Mi nichukua moja tu na booster moja.
Konene. So nacheki. Unacheki kiti nimekalia. Ni very comfortable. And saizi kuna vile tume upgrade studio. So kikama pa kwa studio tapata kuna vile kuna like different cupboards and the furniture just looks really good. And that's courtesy of Best Furniture. Best Furniture wako located wapi? Wako located along the Eastern Bypass
next to Hopkins Hospital. Alafu, apart from kukumekia very good furniture, another thing that they do is you can pay on delivery. So, unangoja nini? Majuzi nako nikisema that I've been getting busy lately, so ilibidi nibaki nime upgrade kitanda. And all I can say is, yo kitanda haujai kuja na soundtrack. Utasumbua watu. Yeah. So, changamka jo. Best furniture jo. Yeah. Cheki ule studio ni ya nguvu, eh? Nacheki. And uki baki umereach out to best furniture, usisahau, iko nene is the guarantee. Cheki gira yanaitwa Ian squeeze one. Haika Ian comfortable. Na ule nakaga iko comfortable mbaya. Best furniture. Iko nene.
Okay, but kuna msali explain, eh? Explain to general Guinness break rules. Mm-hmm. For endurance style records such as standing, staying awake, holding a position, or remaining in one place for many hours or days, eh? Guinness uses a rest break accumulation system. Stand rule, you can earn 5 minutes of break time for every 1 hour completed. Mm. Break time accumulates. You can use it anytime, including for toilet, stretching, eating.
That's a
short
healthy
rest. So for 72 hours, you'll have 72 times 5. That's 360 minutes. That's 6 hours. Yes? Mm. That equals to 6 hours total break time. Ah. This would make sense. This would make sense. Because hii, uneza enda pali, baki umeishonde, ume stretch, alafu kuje uendele.
Na cheki, but to say, ma steroids, alafu umerudi sasa.
To say that ali fanyo challenge hivo, it's
kind of hard. Are you saying that? I'm going to assume that. Because I also haven't seen officially the story.
Angalia, yeah, Spice aliandika. Yeah. Google it. Ian,
uninterrupted, you're 72.
Because
where would she accept kukua part of this fake story? Because if it's not a real... Like, akiteku submit your record yake to Guinness, so atapatikana on the basis of his... Like no continuous video.
Yes, yes. No. So what anini?
So why would she be part of this scam?
I don't think it's a scam. Question. I think maybe she does not know the rules. She does not know that she's allowed 5 minutes every hour.
Uh-huh.
She does not know that she's allowed to pee. Izo vitu zote. So yeah. Maybe I'll gonna feel like if she does those things, they're going to look at her like she's broken the rules. But you can't stay 72 hours a week. What wanna cheza bana? Watu na cheza, it looks like a joke, but the human body does not work that way. Shai chakiki zile jokes za, na kwa kani jokes za aliens. Mm-hmm. Ile aliens kujaga, alafu ziko like, damn, they spend their life, a third of their life half dead. Ajua, like in a comatose.
Yeah.
Because we spend a third of our life sleeping, which is messed up when you think about it. But sleep is sweet, man.
Do you think you can break a record for how long can you sleep? Like continuously bila
deep sleep.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Staying alive.
That would be interesting because now it would be how will they'll have to put wakweke zile ma machine. I love now you go to deep sleep. That's an interesting one.
Kwa half coma. I'd want personally I've always fantasized about having a world record. I don't know what it in what field, but I was inspired by that now the trumpet guy. Sasa Trufena, Nikola, like, even me, I need to look for some record-breaking opportunities.
Have I given any reminds? Do you guys hear me shake on? Because back in the days, to sit kwa toi, we had literally the Guinness Book. Your Guinness Book of Records. Like, we had it kwa hao. Do you guys hear me? And you could just go through it and read who broke. So they used to actually release a Guinness Book of Records. Because right now I know people just know it for online. Like,
yeah. You used to have them physical in the library in school.
Yeah, you used to
have them. Yeah.
Yeah, so really? Yeah, really?
Me the Guinness, I know.
It's so much.
Ile kubwa. Ile.
Yeah, yeah. But,
because now, now said, 5 days ago, Spice FM on their Facebook page, 72 hours, no food, no water, no sleep, no breaks.
I take you.
So I think Sasaini, maybe if they come up and say that there was this and this in Ezatoa.
So it's just that it's a
sign. Maybe ni recklessness ya media houses. Eh?
Kukava it
just for...
Uo video game wa metuambusha. Jumi, iyo continuous video. That's the only. Hata sijali jua other metrics. Natatu kuona a full unedited video start to finish.
Mm.
I don't know if it was there on TikTok.
So which record did you want to break? Because we told me that I kufunja record. Apart, because your sleep ni impossible. Because I don't think we have that much control over our sleep. Do we?
Sleep. Sezi mind kushikwa mti for 72 hours. So you can only record on my part.
No food, no breaks.
But so it depends. We mwenyewe maintain nini for 72
hours. That's mostly 72.
Yeah. So that's also in a whole scene.
You're part of the...
Like, kila kitu waga fani na the human body, is everything in excess is ni hosi. Like yeah. If you are to maintain steady for 4 hours straight,
emergency. I see you.
Yeah, four hours straight, Joe. You can't go to your mess of the yagra. I'm not the body, Jalala. Hadu guja.
Yeah. Anashindwa kufunga nini casket yezi nini
eh hey, kwani mebarikiwaje. That would be something though.
No, yeah. I'd watch maybe a record of maybe like eating, like this my eating contests. I'd want to do like a
ayoneza shindwa haraka sana
really? Oshi baraka. No, like any temeka kaka kudishi ukinipatia teme ma KDF most KDFs in a row, something like that.
Mushi baraka. Kuna hiyo alafu nikishibaga ni ile nasikia mpaka nikaa tumbo inaniuma, like nika ina stretch you to the maximum where you feel full kabisa. So at hiyo alafu pia in the world where the kabudas exist bana. Mcheki kabuda mtu hii? Kuna kabuda
mtu. Oh, nilikacheki. Niliona alikuwa anakuwa tu kabuda mwingine.
Unajua kabuda?
Dude, who's that?
The guy who eats like you eat for content. Like content yake ni yakikula tu. So yeye ni mnono kabisa. So kuna kabuda, alafu sasa kuna kabuda mtoi. And who kabuda mtoi? I remember nikiwatch niko sad. Ko like mna dedisha huyu mtoi. Unajua? Cause unajua food in excess ni poison too.
Yeah.
Jo, it's not like everything. That's the worst
then
thing about.
Kula na kawa zemp. Like hapo tu na balance one and one.
But huyu mtoi hata juu ya zemp ni nini? Alikuwa medishi ya medishi.
Ako exempt.
Yeah, ilikuwa ni...
Nini uneza, nini ujui, like, I don't know how many sausages uneza kula. Shibe. Ujui sijaika achini.
Yeah. Ujaifika yo limit hata.
Sijui. Yeah. It's only that inapuwa mbili. Right. I'm there like, okay, sawa. A bag of crisps, sijui uneza kula. Kuna zile food zenye, ili tu snacks.
Bacon. Dairy freshness
that could be suppose you attempt yenye nishai kula mob without knowing kwa kana time mother amebeba hizi njugu za karanga za kupima then akazipika zikuwa mob. I think there was a function. So every time I think I was baking cake fulani hapo. So nikitembea kitchen na tembea kitchen alafu na jozio slap pause kwa na kachai kale kachai brood
hizo nini
peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. Ah. Mtu ndo mtu kama kudiscover ni wacha, calories kibao.
Si hivyo. Wacha nianze kuwa na shortage of breath.
Really?
Kwa sasa nao intake yake mob sana, unakuwa na hiyo, unaitanga sio epileptic shock. Nini na swell. Sasa throat sasa inaanza kuswell. So unaanza kushindwa kupumua. Ai, nashindwa, kwa nini naanza kufeel? Na ino naanza
Boneza panic.
Naambua, hizi vitu badha likuwa naona tu round zangu. Niambia, umekuwa ukijikaranga na hizi vitu. Niambia, stop, they can actually kill. So hizo, hata nikikula portion na kuwaga very cautious. But kuna hizi vitu, sijui sausages, sijaiji test, naeza pomu wangapi.
Sausage naonakana naeza kula mingi sana.
Ujakani naeza taka kujua. Kusika place kama yetu najua, like place saidi yao kina mother, suni ni njugu. Like njugu ni it's one of our two foods and breakfast wase wengi sana ni na njugu na breakfast njugu inakuwa mob kabisa
kwa mko na farm
wako like side ya kina mother, like there's all this stuff more than side ya kina Buddha and people take a lot of them, so I want to know niko sure the amount of nini for out of kio level yako has to be much higher because I understand it's like a normal food that means the great ancestors, the ones who didn't have too many choices of food. Roger sits not going to have too many choices. How does more particularly adapt to your whatever? But hey, tukitoka hapo cha tuangalie another story that nimekuwa harassed about ni Babu Owino. Unakuwa ukifuatilia story ya Babu na Aida?
I haven't seen Babu na Aida, but I see sometimes the backlash Babu yupata.
Yes. So story Babu na Aida was there's this girl called Aoko. Sindio?
Yeah, I know Aoko.
Aoko is Babu's friend.
Okay.
And she writes some of the most vile things about Aida Odinga. So when I was reacting to it, I was like, akuna vile, because now Babu had to release a statement. Mm-hmm. Babu released a statement and said, yes, Aoko is my fierce supporter.
Yeah.
And, but she has a, she's independent minded. So that's why she is allowed to talk shit about the Odinga yeah. family. So yeah. some of the things that she said about the Odinga family was number one, that Aida ni roho chafu, that's why mto yake moja amekufa.
Mm-hmm.
Mtu wengine amechizi na mtu wengine ana battle blindness.
Understand? Blindness.
Yes.
Rosemary.
Yeah.
When you say such things to me, if you are my friend, I'll come and tell you like, oh, what? You can't say that.
Yeah.
But on the other side, uboy anaitwa nani? Babu is like
yeah.
it's okay.
Yeah.
You are independent minded. I was like, no, this is not about independent minded. This is bordering on, I don't know. Can you tell a mother?
Yeah.
Can you mock a mother about her dead child?
There's crossing a line. And to be fair, I also can't say, I don't know how independent she is. Because mm-hmm. From the way I see, of course, Mini just an observer. But mm-hmm. Anakongana a lot of insider information.
Yes.
Nah, I don't think someone can just independently unajua masiri zote za ndani ndani. You have to have someone.
Yes.
Mwenye nakufeed that information ama mwenye nakulipa ku. So I'm not of course questioning integrity yake but I don't know whether I can comfortably say that she's an independent person.
Okay, because even the time I remember reading his statement, and one of the problems I had with his statement is he said she has her sources. And I remember saying the minute that you say someone has her sources,
yeah.
I feel like it gives a certain level of credibility to what they are saying. Niam feel ivo. The name sources.
What are her sources? Sources.
Sources is to back your allegations.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Show us the sources.
Yeah, nikumanisha hizi vitu didn't just sleep and just started.
So this is
okay, for sure she has sources. Her guess that information. Yes, yes, kata.
Yeah.
But that's where just the independence in a anakuwa fed.
Sikizani kila nani babu alisema. Alisema Maverick Aoko is my friend and my fierce supporter, of which I'm truly grateful and appreciative of. Oftentimes when she posts on X, people are under the impression that I'm the one who tells her what to post. Maverick is an independent minded person. I do not know her sources and I've never told her to attack the Odinga family. I do not know her sources. The first time that you hear that girl talking, do you think about sources? Like when she tells you that the president make Soipan 2 years pregnant, the first thing that comes to your mind is she has a source.
Of to course, me, how else would she get that information?
Can you just pull it straight out of kundulako? Because alituambia hivo, akatuambia Boni amepatia Hanifa ball. Hizo zake za ball zote hazijai come true.
Hazijai come true.
Yeah. Afu, according to yeye, then akatuambia, so unajua now her allegation was Aida Odinga. Yeah, ati analala na Gaucho. Pauline Njoroge alikuwa mpango wa kando wa Raila. These stories make sense to you people. Like, in, they make sense kwenyu. Am I the one who, I'm like, Raila, Pauline? No.
They can make sense. Unajua what she reminds me of? Do you remember back in the day, the old days at Twitter, when Robert Alea alikuwa na break news?
Like, was it about scandals kama hizo? Is it ngono, ngono full?
No, but it was very, lazima ukuwa na some inside info. Hata kuwa like, oh, maybe it's a major security person, amekuwa caught in something, ama mse ame daddy, ama it's a kind of information that for sure, unless uko everywhere in Kenya, lazima tu uko na source. So I do believe hatoi the information from her ass. Unless ako creative tu sana.
I think she's just creative.
Ana hallucinate tu kila siku.
You're a Soipan. When she said Soipan, you gonna ball, ilingoja sana. Because to me, that was going to confirm a certain level. Katuambia ile akisha sema amesema, of course baadaye atajitetea ni ilikuwa aborted. I doubt.
Is she not the one who told us about Baba when Baba was unwell?
Yes.
Didn't that story come from her?
Not just her. It was from multiple sources. I think the person who confirmed it kabisa was Karoli. Because Karoli, when Karoli said that we need to pray, alafu mpaka afterwards Oburu had so yes, she had some certain level.
Actually, maybe
which I don't have a problem. I think with this
also can your babu.
So info zaoke zote sina info ile niko na shida nayo inakuwa ngono. I feel like in her world ngono is this thing that is so important.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's that important.
It's like, not that important.
When I was doing analysis, I was saying right now, Kipatia Ruto, two choices. He will not have Ngono for the next 7 years, but he'll have two terms.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Ruto would choose? What do you think Ruto would choose?
Celibacy.
No Ngono, but he keeps his presidency. What would Ruto choose?
Really, I'm curious what you think. I think I would have thought Ange Chapel two term.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the level it reaches. Like, you see, the older tunakuwa, the more ngono inakuwa.
You don't think so?
You'd actually think about it.
Of course, you think about it, but at the
end, unajua power kweli wewe. Yeye unajua power.
Anasema you don't have ngono,
but you keep power. Do you know power you get?
Unajua si you keep power. Yeah.
Yes. And yeah. I don't think even Ruto would flinch. That's not even. But in his 20s, if I go to the Eldoret North, him is thinking about it. MP Eldoret North will be like, damn, no, I can't live without this.
Sina semana za kuwa celibate for those.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Yes. If it means kukuwa na power for two terms, I think. Yeah,
yes, he didn't. So
even I think I would do that. Kinpatia two term Kenya. I think I would.
But you see now, kwa waldi yake, no one can do that. That's why everyone is screwing everyone. Because when you think about it, like, Aida Gaucho makes no sense to me.
But what would happen?
Raila, Pauline. It's just that these people don't sue. Like, hata Pauline iko pale iko zile. Afu hata kuisema vile mimi nimesema. Mimi nimesema respectfully. Endo utafute hiyo bila nisema gaju ya Pauline.
So that's the question, why are people not suing? If someone akikuja kukudefame.
It's one thing about Raila, and I think the family goes with that, is Raila never sued anyone. Ajibu. Like, it's one of the records that he has. Yeah. Yeye anaweza sema kitu yote juu yake. He always just used to ignore it.
Yeah.
I don't know why maybe Pauline alilenga. Because Pauline amekuwa mentioned kwa story mingi. Ilikuwa a different politician. And then all of a sudden, ikakuja. Raila akaingia hapo.
Yeah.
I remember there used to be another politician. Oh! Then ikakuja. And, but to me, it's just, I look at that and I'm like, I think you've given Ngono too much importance.
Yeah.
And I think for...
Because Pauline and I go like, why do I need to prove?
Yeah, okay.
Pollination.
But
how long, if you're used, I'm just now curious, since we're talking about records and stuff like that. Sisi tumezo ya ngono. Mina sema, but me and I don't know about you. So, to have been sexually active to some maybe for the past semi continuously for the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stop and you go, that is not even
cold turkey.
Mm-hmm. What would happen?
I don't know. Maybe like what I know is if you told me right
now jiguzi.
Niokwambia, mimi nipatia right now choice.
Explode.
Ati ni kwa Kenyan president.
Yeah.
But for every day that I'm there, Swizzy have gone.
Yeah.
I'm taking that? It. I'm taking that deal. Right now, I can take the deal. In my 20s...
Okay, right now, it depends on, I guess, the stage of your life.
In my 20s, my 30s, I think... Lakini right now...
Hey, power. Give me that power.
Like, I love... Napenda ngono kabisa. Hata ni... By the time tunashuti, nimeshiriki less than whatever hours ago. Mm. But I know power. And when I look at the Railas and the Rutos, I feel like these people... they've tested power and they know the way power is so sweet. They'd not.
Yeah, I think it's even sweet in a way we don't understand. I guess people who've never touched
Samia,
power.
Uh-huh. What Samia was ready to do just to keep it.
Imagine, like, no life is important. Like, neza huwa enough people, neza fanya anything just to hold on to this.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I think hiyo ndio shida ilikuwa nayo. Na feel gini kama amepatia ngono importance ingine ile. Athia kuna mabuda wako over 50, 60 misbehaving. Yes, those ones are there.
Yeah.
But those ones are wale utapata. They never had it at any point in their lives.
Wanna make up for lost time.
Yes. But anyone who's had it knows that it reaches a level where even, in quotes, cheating becomes boring.
Yeah.
They like... Yeah,
but maybe let me defend. I don't know. Maybe I trust. I like, but I'm a fan of Babu sometimes, and I think you put a lot of hate online. Every time what to tweet something or something, what to like, oh, DJ Evolve. Nobody asks DJ Evolve al konacheza mangoma gani? Ndio I force am fanya hivyo. Unaona? No one was asking the important questions. We need to listen to both sides. Unacheki?
Yeah.
Juu angekuwa anacheza tu manini zake hapo alafu, you know, I can understand why someone would. No.
Harmonize, eh? Anacheza harmonize.
Yeah, wacha ni interrupt show. Kuku remind kuwa Lemfi inakupatia a chance to win a flight to East Africa. And all you have to do ni send money home na pia refer a friend. Alafu kisha refer a friend, una stand a chance ya kuwin a $2,000 flight voucher. Na usisahau jo, kifanya history yote, promo code ni Ekonene. Usisahau pia, like on your first $50 transaction, unabaki, umeget a sign up reward ya $20. So, damn, cheki jo iyo. And in the process, una support Ekonene. So usisahau kutumia promo code Ekonene. Na cheki. So, ayo, unataka, ayo nini, like a $2,000 flight voucher. Very simple, vile nasema, tumia promo code Ekonene, alafu send $50, at least $50, sindio, utapata bado your $20 sign up reward, alafu utajipatia chance ya kushinda hiyo. Na usahau jo, ni festive season, hii compare kuna shindo inaendelea mpaka lini, inaendelea between 8th to 8th December to January 8th, 2026. So baki umechangamuka, yeah, haraka haraka jo. Sindio? Yeah? Wacha so turudi kwa show.
But ikikam to your story, because that's the other debate ile inakuaga. Like, yeah. If Evolve has already forgiven Babu, why not
the rest of Kenyans? Yeah.
Yes. So, you, what's your reasoning? Why can't? If kama Evolve, I'm forgive.
Kwanini, I agree with that premise.
Because unajua, it's easy vitu zingine unasikianga, sijui nani alitendea nani. Sahib, you've just from, there's a lot of discrepancies around Chirongo's death.
Yes.
But what we chukuli that nini, because hakuna evidence of whatever happened.
Yeah.
No, nobody, no case. Hizi vitu zingine unajua, ati yo nilishikwa, nikapelekwa wapi, hakuna evidence. But this one, we saw
clear, yeah.
We saw it. And there was an altercation, nini anabonga, and then anam dismiss like, it does not
mean anything.
Like, that, do you know, I can just do this and
continue,
you know, with my moe shanto, like nothing happened. So the fact that ilikuwa pale, tulionyeshwa total disregard of life.
Yeah, ilikuwa a bit. But maybe there's layers of forgiveness. There is forgiving him. Like, ile sawa, okay, ulifanya that, we can move past it, alafu kuna the layer ya, oh, sawa, I can even vote for you, I don't, like, nime erase it from the past completely. I think that's sama, another.
Yeah, because you're saying that you are from the same train of thought.
Yeah, I agree with the point of mwenye ameumizwa, ndo anafaa kuwa amejamu the most. I can't be here complaining na the person mwenye alikuwa the victim, I may forgive.
Okay.
Because see, my siezi beba yo msalaba. So where ukifanywa hivyo alafu mforgive, mi sina budi. Mi niko like, okay, I think we can but not this. Enough to be like, I can forget completely your character yako.
Because I think, mimi, I always look at that story and I look at it this way. Vilom Sali should evolve. To me, what it showed me was how much human life is disregarded in this country and how much we take human life as this thing. So, Evolve forgiving him was more of a financial and survival decision.
Yeah.
So, Evolve is here for Hosi. Sindio? Since he is here for Hosi, because Evolve Pelkwan, apart from the criminal charges, he should have sued him for civil, like najoyo, loss of income, loss of what, najoyo vitu zote.
Yeah.
And amlipe a certain big chunk of money.
Of course.
But he didn't go through that. So he needs the money for his treatment. So he needs this guy. So him, he can forgive him because he can't keep that anger in his heart forever. It would also mean that he'd never heal. Because this is someone that he has to interact with.
Let go. Yeah.
But for the rest of us, I don't need to forgive him because I'm looking at it from far and I see how much, if I'm around you, you don't care about me. You're the sort of person who can.
It can happen to you as well.
Yeah, it doesn't like happen.
Cross one bad time.
Umechikata story za Jirongo. Jirongo was involved in an accident, allegedly. And Range Rover yake katoka kwa barabara. But he was not even involved in an accident. He was drunk. drunk driving allegedly akaenda hapa amepark place afai kupaka kalala.
Yeah.
Someone came to wake him up. He thought that person was a robber and started shooting at him.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Something that Jirongo did. So these are people who human life kwao ni
wanatuona kama, I guess maybe that's a general our leaders, I don't think, because their decisions zina tuanga every day, like if it's a bad road, kama ni
yes, Didmas aliangusha mtu
I don't think they care.
Akahepa somewhere,
yeah,
then UDA got into power for like 10 men. It's time for my
mwasho mwacho,
it's time for my reappear. So I think your story nani it will keep revolving every time, because anytime babu ana trend,
I see it all the
time. Next ukitoa tu, like it's either Ivova takuwa hapo ama just next to him, so I don't know. Pia I would say hapo ali evolve pia kama politician,
alicheza kama
because I think that was his turning point.
Okay, but I didn't feel bad for him.
Because before Babu alikuwa, of course there was that, atakama nini, you know, tukiondoa tu incident, alikuwa tamia na maguns. Pia.
Yeah.
So hakuwa tini politician mwenye ati yako na friendly crowd. And that is why ulikuwa naona hata ana feel like he can get away with this. So after this, the Babu that now evolved, unamwona it's more,
but you don't think that's all politicians whole, having guns?
No, he has to.
I think part
course.
Of the job.
But you know, that's the old nini that has come into spotlight.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that pia, a lot of guns to liwa identify huku kwa streets na nini. Si hata yenye walikuwa gana zile times za nini, tap to it. Kwa sakaja. Aundi walikuwa natulima mabiboko hapa.
Yeah. I think they are natural part of politics. So, part of the mercenaries. Protection. Yeah. And I need some boots on the
ground. Siata kuluwa magunso nyo likuwa hapa nini. I don't know if nani you reacted to it. Nyo likuwa katodo. Mata walikuwa mevalishwa mavitamba. Wala church. Mpaka wanaambiwa.
Tulikuwa. Haikuwa tu dude moja.
Zii.
Ilikuwa kirende.
Yeah, hata wa mother kwa na mablings, jua kwa na madenta hapa ati ni wa church. So, mjua kamera zilikuwa zina. So, goons are everywhere. Unacheck.
Now, to be fair, pia staki hii podcast kwa zile za we are hating on goons. Checki. Every job. Kazi ni kazi.
Yeah, kazi ni kazi.
Na guni na check pia. Unajua how early do you have to wake up as a goon?
Alafu shida ni.
Which is a teamwork.
Ni job ingine jo. Yeah. Bata, tutoke politics kidogo. Yeah. Tuende kwa East. But I don't know pia kama leo kulikuwa na hii video kwenye go round. Ilikuwa ni video ya Kahiga.
Mm-hmm.
Kahiga alikuwa pahali wakiwa na
PLO.
PLO.
Mm-hmm.
And PLO was bored as hell. Bano. Kahiga anacheza. PLO looks and everyone is unenthused. Like, what the F am I doing here? And so.
That's like responding to a mosquito bite.
With a hammer.
With a hammer. But in Fanana Julius, Ubuda, do you think he ever has fun? Like apart from, of course, when he's fun,
he looks like he takes himself a bit serious.
But I think like he takes things too serious. Ama?
Anaka kwa stiff kiasi.
Rigid.
Kizungu mingi. Yeah. Oh, babe, let us get into the...
Yeah, because Kahiga was having like the time of his life. Pukana jishika waist.
Because funny thing, unajua Kahiga ni Karok. And the guy who's most stiff.
Kwa stiff.
Ama tujitete, maybe Kahiga hako na fresh breath. Mira hako na shikawai. Because that can also put you off, yani. Kupali msana smile too much.
I think PLO anaka one of those guys who's too serious for his own good.
Because I also felt the same. That this guy was having so much fun.
Like Piachilia too. But Jet what I was shocked logo. About him, I didn't know Kiswahili yake ko just as good as...
Yeah.
Like near linguist kabisa. I think aki do Kiswahili and I go just as hard.
Ile na kwa gani wa nini hicho. But hey, another thing that has happened this week, of course, ilikuwa story ya Usikimia.
Yeah.
Yes, so usikimie, by the time tunaanza kushoot podcast ndio amerelease statement. So the statement ikuwa ni usikimie remains steadfast in its commitment to transparency, accountability and the protection of the survivors we serve. Sindio? We are issuing this statement to provide a formal update regarding allegations that have recently come to our attention. Then ikaendelea, governance and process. Upon receipt of the allegations, the board of directors was formally notified and convened in line with the organizational governance and safeguarding policies. The board reviewed the matter procedurally and sought appropriate professional advice to determine the most impartial and responsible course of action. In order to ensure fairness, independence, and integrity for all the parties involved, the board resolved that the matter should be addressed through the formal legal system rather than through internal processes alone. Then legal status. Accordingly, on 31st of October, Usikimia referred to the matter to the courts. The case is currently active within the judicial system, and Usikimia is fully cooperating with the legal requirements while awaiting the court's determination. Then kakwa, our ongoing commitment, while this process unfolds, Usikimia's core mission continues uninterrupted. We remain fully operational and continue to provide essential survivor-centered services to individuals affected by GBV.
Yeah.
Then kakwa, we ask our community partners and supporters to respect the judicial process as it takes its course. Usikimia remains guided by its values of integrity, fairness, and justice, and we will provide further updates when it's appropriate and permissible to do so. So
that's a good response, I think.
Okay.
In terms of like after the law, like hatuta to see going back and forth, like the law is there for a reason. But I think that babe ana bully wangwa sana.
Nani?
That she's called Njeri.
Yes.
I think she does a lot of good work. Na I don't know, maybe some people are corrupt the wrong way. What I don't get about this particular story is Anna appear to be like covering for her boy
her son,
which to me I'm like, wewe hata wewe ni kama brother yako. Brother yako akidu whatever crime, brother yako ameua someone. Would you be, si utakuwa pia the first person mwenye, awezi ruka brother ako.
Yes.
The whole world wakitana against your bro ako, like, cancel nani, cancel. Uta either nyamaza ama uta try to defend him. I think that's a natural, I would do that for, I guess, for my family. So siko shocked why she has, so for me, non-issue a little bit.
Yes, because with that, I think the first thing that came to my mind was, if it's true, then the son has let down the mother.
For sure.
Like, I feel like if your mom is involved, because stories are to protect victims, you cannot be
victimizing.
Yeah, you can't victimize. So I think that way would be so sad.
So apo hiyo close ya nini ameisemaje? According to that matter.
Yeah.
But for Usikimia and stuff like that, ni vizuri vile amesema.
Yeah, I think you're very impartial. Yeah.
The matter is in court. So unajua kitu iko kotini ndio itakuwa ita nini? Study evidence na whatever ama claims na nini to come up with a ruling.
That's true.
Not from emotions za watu.
Yeah, just the same amekula moto kiasi.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to be fair, maybe as I wouldn't even say that he, sorry, maybe you've let down your mom, but I think in the same way, I don't like to blame. We don't blame children for the sins of their fathers.
Yes.
Sita mixing fumbles the kid on her, ama vice versa. Like, me an adult and I do his own thing.
Yes.
Siyezi sema, oh, you failed as a parent. Because you can do everything right. Unaweza be there for your kid.
Neza
kwa absent, your kid end up kukua a legend. So like,
Okay. Yeah. Alafu kulikuwa nayo, Airtel Africa has partnered with SpaceX to roll out Starlink's direct to cell satellite service across 14 African markets starting in 2026. The same SpaceX, I think, ilipartner na Safaricom. So, are you seeing cheaper internet in the horizon? Are we seeing better connection?
Yeah. The cost of, I guess, tech, you could just tweak and chini. That's a natural, what I'm surprised is, didn't they try kuingia the market juzi? I mean, alafu wakakuwa blocked. They're being fought by, okay, I don't mention any names, but like, I think it was hard. It was impossible to pay for Starlink using mobile money. Ama it was hard. Walikuwa na make it hard ku access it by kufunga ma barabara. So now you're nasema wako in business na Airtel.
Yes, yes. So ana pia Safaricom. Safaricom ilikuwa, what are they supposed to? Because Safaricom may sign two deals, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Safaricom may sign deal ya SpaceX to cover areas that are not covered up within Kenya. Na Safaricom pia ime sign deal na Meta. Meta ni for fiber.
Yes. Do you need both? I thought like one is satellite. Do we need is SpaceX your is it a not SpaceX Starlink, is it a replacement for fiber? Ama you need both?
Yeah, kwanza ni Starlink. Kuna hiyo pa mentor ka SpaceX. Okay.
Like okay. I'm assuming that, well, of course miss your technologies or anything, but like where would you still have fiber kama unatumia
masaa? Zizi. Yani nini for at kama sisi like we use fiber. I'll always choose fiber any day over satellite.
Really?
Satellite can be affected by weather, fiber cannot. Najua. So so jua fiber, that's why they're signing the deal with Meta. So expect jua fiber by next year hivi. Expect speed zetu zikuwe double for the same price.
Ziki meta like, meta.
Yeah. Ziki meta meta.
Yes.
Kwa like double.
So I think that's
basically it. Sera likuwa naponga na mzae fulani kwa like in future now, because it will get cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Speeds itakuwa more crazy. Utapata saa hii utakuna puwa tu decoder. Router.
Yeah.
But to me miezi mbili utuambia tunakupeleka aje.
Yeah.
In the future, utafika hapo.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kuzima yonishati, I think ni China this, either last week ama, but this month, walikuwa na try out 10G. Bila si bado tuko 5G. So you can say, wakati 10G, you yes. can download a movie, like a 4K movie, in like 4 seconds or some shit.
Jesus.
Yeah,
like I don't know what crazy, I would do with man. That kind of internet. With
we're just looking forward. Musamaga, like what I figure, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
streaming like sports and shit.
Because I'm thinking sports. Me gonna figure out how we get a logo. Logo.
What?
Kaleka logo ka kapon ha jo. Ita go apun ko like hey, iki do kuwa go agi high resolution. Kuwa go agi high res. Yeah.
No, but anya to struggle sana na bad internet. Maybe it's about time.
Yeah. Yeah, after internet opens the world, right? Because all these jobs have been created by the internet.
Yeah.
So let's see what the internet is going to do.
But we require a bill internet. So.
Yeah. So tukimalizia soma sema show iko isato.
Show is on Saturday. Tickets at comedy.hustlesasa.shop.
Okay.
Ash and Ice. So it's going to be me and David Masharia and a few other acts.
Okay.
That will be co-headlining at Unseen in Kilimani.
Okay.
Yes.
Namuwa lazima sauti solo kule.
Lazima sauti solo biyanu na jwaezi kanja.
That makes sense, man. After it shows you your... Jema juzi nikuwa hapa na msewa soul group, akaponga juu ya hustle sasa. They're like, damn.
Yeah.
Of course, pia biyanu kwa metuchanua gaju yake. But those people have... They don't diversify in your portfolio. They've diversified, eh?
Yeah.
So hii nini weekend 20th muna take a Christmas break ama
yes after this is actually the last but I think there's maybe a few more kuna independent shows happening. I'm not sure exactly about the dates, but we are really mostly wrapping up the year. Maybe kuna one or two or three maybe max shows happening, but
na mkifunga mnafungua January what?
I'm sure like first week we'll be back. We don't to lali sana.
Okay.
Yes.
It's so interesting, man. Like
I'm checking a kazi.
Industry has...
checking a kazi ndio. Ni mnafunga?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like trying to, the most,
trying to see like how many shows next week tunaza nini before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then just let them run around Christmas time.
Mrudi sasa jan.
Rudi January.
Mazi unanikuria. Unajawezi
kwa tunachapa. Kwa tukwangi away for long.
Nyinyi kama mnashindanga tu kazi mazi. Mna resting ilini. Touch a small podcast chance.
I'll rest. Wasa magazile za I'll rest when I'm dead, man.
I'm like, dead. Yeah,
pia mimi I'll rest in peace.
Yeah, man, because it's bills as taka kwa January.
You don't rest, man.
January na kuwaga na bills zingine, jo. Hey, yeah.
Kwa mimi nachungulia hivi, Jan. Is that you?
Yeah.
Jan, is that you?
Saki ya kufikiria, msilete story ya January, say, acha tu enjoy December.
Asha, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try to enjoy December jo. Yeah. So, yeah. Umesema aujipati New Year resolution za 2020.
New Year resolution. I know just more cool stuff, more cool shows, more variety kind of shows. I like mixing it up. Shows I want to do with my DJ friends. You know, just
okay, cuz we don't want to actually want to be serious by reducing carbs and increasing protein intake jo.
Na nguwati, utaridiusu nguwati?
Nguwati sina shida ya. Nguwati unajua ini affect. Haini affect in any negative way.
Yeah.
Izi
carbs, you think carbs, yeah.
Yeah, kitambi.
Ozempic ili miletu hapa jua.
Ozempic sijui side effects zake jua.
Sikujua ya mbele.
You ndo staki kujua. I don't want, I'd rather go the hard route,
yeah.
Which is starving myself by, of course, not taking carbs, unajua. Mm-hmm. Because carbs, no, they have that good, niki feel good.
Feel good.
Yeah, una kunja chapati, you una feel kama your day has been made.
Yeah.
Asa shida, now it comes at a very high price, health-wise, na cheki. But carbs are fun.
Reduce eh? Too over time.
Yes, yes. Nataka ni reduce kabisa mpaka nione, yeah, ama nijipati ya get ule strictly ni kuena cheat day. And that's the only day naziguza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alafu nione kama niza waki nimefanya the 72-hour challenge.
But I like cheat days, of course. Like, una do your diet, alafu una cheat on your wife. No, na kuanga. See a bad day. Work on any plans for resolutions as we, nini?
2025.
2026.
Health is wealth. That was amazing.
Yeah.
You cannot... Resolution is as if you were sick in the bed. So
yeah.
Next year, Nicole 35. Nicole show Mof will have fun. Yeah,
yeah, who right? Aitakuwa youth.
Mof amengoja. Yan is 35.
Someone has run for president.
I
think that tulitoa tio.
Oh, ilitoa?
Yeah. So you can run as long as you're an adult. Yeah.
Yeah. So, nitaanza sasa kuangalia. Zile vitu zimekuwa zikiaffect ourselves. Nizianza mapema.
Kahel sasa, kaskari hapa na pale.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's dope.
Yes, yes. Plus, yeah. You know, just trying. Unajua ukitry so much. One day you get something right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
After 2026, out is all, we are coming back together. So, be on the lookout for that. Follow us.
Oh, damn. Because talking of that, nini ni weekend?
You know,
oh, Lili. Soulfest.
Oh, actually, on the same date. Guys, please send it. South Solo con enough money.
Damn. Soulfest new weekend.
I think it's on the
but you're going what time?
8 to 10.
Yeah, go
to yeah, you're going to yeah.
Actually, you can do both because Minta kwa both. Please, guys. 20th, there's damn. Enough.
So, is Soulfest going to happen?
Damn.
Is it both VIP or... But it's just Soulfest. Which one is happening?
I don't know, but I like that. I was listening to an interview akisema, I think the last couple of Soulfest, hawaku, they didn't perform as Sauti Sol. Silikuwa mostly the other Soul generation people.
Mm.
But some fans walikuwa like, oh, no, you have to be there. So I think watakuwa there. So, looking forward.
Okay. So, umesikia plan ya 20th December, tunaanza pale Unseen. Be seen there, sindio?
Be seen at Unseen.
Soulfest inanza kesho, jo?
Oh, it's a bunch of days. How many days?
So, kesho ni 18th, 19th, and 20th. So, yeah, 2025. So, early bird tickets. So, yes, it's from Nini to...
Are you guys going to be there?
Yeah, we want to take the wives, bana. That's why tunashituka sana, it's the nini. Time will fly. Unajonga tukibonga juu yake tukwa zile za hiki tunakuja.
Yeah.
And then unashtukia like last minute.
Is it always during this time?
Yes, it's normally...
In November and December.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the year. Yeah. Hujui ile time wu host hizi vitu?
Oh, so unajua manager wangu wana deciding which is ingine.
So, countdown starts. Yes.
Yeah.
Half of this time unajua ni manini? I like old school, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of old school. So Juakali, Emoji, Daddy Owen,
Mr. Lenny. Oh, throwback.
Yes, yes.
Mr. And there's Blanket. Have you ever been to a concert, actually?
There's Blankets as well.
When was the last time you were at a concert, Mwa?
Ujavia
here.
Ile Ujakani. Kumbuki tulenda nae?
Which one?
Ile Ujakani Majuzi.
Oh, yeah. The Luo Fest. But see, this is in sasa for the Nini.
The Kuku. Blankets. Are you guys fans of Blankets?
Now, the thing is, we are here reviewing them. We're not just going to kujanga hapa, we're going to review. Walker Town, sijui nani, nani, nani. But I think maybe the last time.
Because Nini Kwen, when is, I think, because Nini is Sato, I think Nini is on Sunday.
Blankets?
Yeah.
So Nini a hot week. Nini week before, yeah.
Yes.
The last time I was at Blankets, I think it was 2011.
So I want to know, is it Tico? I need to make a few calls and know. Because yes, it's starting, by the time I saw on Ochapa, it's starting that day.
Yeah.
It starts on 18th, yes?
Yeah.
So on 18th, baka 19th Sato.
19th and Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, alafu watu watu wame kwa kirihas for the last 4 months. So it's going to be crazy, man.
Talk of fireworks.
So like 4 songs that we've rehearsed for 4 months. How crazy is that? That's going to be crazy, man.
No, Saturday, it's good. I think December is always a fun time.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully Joe Mvua itatuamulia jo. Mvua pia imekuwa kimisbehave lately.
Yeah, but haijakuiki rain for long.
Yes, haijakuiki nini for long. But hey, Maina, acha tutakutafuta 2026 tuambie kama resolutions imewaka, how they started. So yeah, right. I think hiyo ni nini ya kutry kuwa more healthy.
Yeah,
major.
And to move more. I need to move
like
more.
Like
just walking.
Yeah.
Was working
on yeah, 2026.
Does everything.
2026 and tani kula upepo.
Mm.
Yeah, I think 2025 nimekula tu vumbi. Nani alikuwa
kula upepo?
Character di
kula upepo ni kufly.
Ah, tulikuwa hapa na upepo. Okay, I like that. Kula upepo.
Tulikuwa hapa na nani? Kwa ni Kasipul.
Yeah.
Na kula upepo, na kula upepo. Sasa kuna video ame shoot wakiwa na KRG.
Yeah.
Wakiwa huko juu.
Na kula upepo.
Kula upepo, I like that lizard.
Yeah.
So which is yes, pure ni growth, ndio?
Yeah, that's growth. That's growth. Yeah.
Catching flights.
Yeah, not feelings.
Not feelings. Yeah. Sasa, so pia wewe ukiwa out there, catch flights, not feelings. Kama bado uko convinced kuwa unachukia mlima, jini science imesema kuwa 72 hours, haiwezekani. Niko na watu wawili wa mlima. Sio hata kama alikubaliana na mimi ama kukubaliana na mimi.
Azizi tumesimama kidete.
Mimi nimelipwa niko hapa.
Go hug a tree. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But tuambie like what do you think kama si tuna play ahead tuambie hapo chini sijua.
Jachilie.
So imekuwa ni episode 572. Kama kawaida tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia tukisema eko nene.
Eko nene.